Hi everyone, and welcome to the second episode of That's Afrotastic, where we will be talking about carving out some time in a day. It's such a great feeling to open up the kitchen pantry to know that everything is in its place, all organized, and it resembles a kitchen pantry inspiration that you would see on Pinterest. Once again, I'm really inspired to go back into the kitchen and start cooking again. And it's not really much of a mundane task for me to do anymore. For me personally, there's something comforting about taking some time to cook a nice home-cooked meal. Perhaps you have a family member who cooks really nice and you look forward to their freshly baked apple pie, or in my case, it's a Nigerian dish which is called akara. And when I get any chance to eat it, I absolutely love it. It just reminds me of my childhood. So there's something comforting about when you take the time to cook a home-cooked meal. And I say that because I personally use a lot of herbs and spices. And I love the feeling of how it saturates the whole kitchen. In our household, it generates a lot of curiosity and communication about what's for dinner. And that whole atmosphere and environment, it's very cozy, homely, and it's a very safe place to be in. Once the kitchen pantry was organized, I took a moment to sit inside and enjoy the results of the clean. And you might be wondering, out of all places in the house, why on earth would I want to be sitting in a pantry for? Actually, I was using this time to reflect of the before when we did the full declutteration, and the pantry was not in a very good state, to the point where as soon as you open up the door, there would be items just tumbling down to the ground. There was this feeling of dread of when it came to someone's turn to cook, because it was quite difficult to find some certain items in a mess. This resulted in an aversion, and we actually ordered takeout more than we wanted to. So now, being in the same pantry that is clean or in an organized space, it felt just very freeing to me. And it made me wonder that could it be that our minds kind of resemble this old kitchen pantry that is stocked with so many thoughts, concerns, and other things that it's just yearning for some free space. And it wants to have that feeling of, just a moment of relaxation. Obviously, with last year's pandemic, it had resulted in such a huge change to everyone's lives, whether if it was work, studying, and other details of your lives. I could not imagine the changes that people had to make and some of the sacrifices as well. And just to remind everyone, whether if you're working, studying, or have adopted new changes to support yourself, I really want you to take this moment to really congratulate yourself, as it's not been the easiest change to go through. And it's something that you should be really proud of yourself. There's no shame to acknowledge the challenges that you have gone through, with the understanding of that you can always progress to do better. At that point in time, I was really fortunate to work at home 80% of the time, whereas the remaining 20% was I was able to go to work. At that time, when I was working at home a lot, my boundaries got a little bit blurred to the point where I was treading towards burnout. And I'd say that because I noticed that I was working harder and longer at home. Outside, my appearance looked fine and I was very happy, joyful, with a calm presence. On the other side, inside, I was slowly eroding, as well as the state of the health of my mind. My body was screaming to me that, Kunle, that you really need to slow down and take a rest. Unfortunately, at that time, I ignored all of the signals and I always reacted to every small detail and I just kept on pushing with work. There was one day in the afternoon where I felt this sharp, intense feeling inside, which kept on lingering. And it felt like that my body was going to collapse. And that's the point where I realized that I needed to take a few days off from work and really prioritize my health and well-being. This wasn't always the easiest thing for me to do because at that time I was battling with guilt. I felt really guilty because other people had lost their job and they were just looking for anything just to survive. And I felt like I was complaining about my job, which I absolutely love. And it was a hard space to be in because you love your job, you love what you do, yet you feel so tired and yeah, it was not the easiest space for me to be in because I didn't take some time to really evaluate the way how I was feeling. Since I was in that state of, I wasn't sure of what I needed to do, I actually camouflaged this feeling by being more busy and bearing my concerns because, as I mentioned previously, I didn't know how to deal, or maybe I didn't want to deal with it at that time. And it was funny how I deceived myself, thinking that, okay, if I do more and add more on my list, I'll be more productive and successful. Whereas in fact that when we add too much on our plate, it actually can be counterproductive. We could actually be engaged in avoiding situations, experiences due to fear, insecurity, that could be bombarding our mind. And it makes me ask the question to everyone, what's making you busy at this point in time? And if it's something that you can omit in terms of a task or a responsibility. Deep down, or I would say to the mother core, I was fearful that I would let people down and I felt terrible that I would dump my responsibilities on them as life was already quite stressful for so many people. And I would say it's just because I'm a person, I liked control, I like to know every single thing that I'm doing, but in fact, is delegation. I say delegation is a word that is so important because I'm always constantly being reminded that in life is we're not meant to do everything by ourselves and we're not expected to. And there will be some things where we encounter where we need the assistance or we need the support of other people. So this mindset that delegation is a bad thing is something that I constantly need to remind myself or tell myself that delegation enables us to work together, to come together, to achieve and get a goal done. Eventually, I did take some time off from work, which was amazing, around 2 weeks, which was really good. I felt really refreshed after that. I'm a type of person, I like to reflect a lot over certain situations for me to learn. And this analogy came up in my head, which was, if a car is on empty, no matter how much you want to press that accelerator, that vehicle is not going to move until it receives fuel. That was something that my body was telling me all of this time. And now, along this journey that I'm on, I'm learning how to communicate with others in terms of delegating responsibilities when I need to take some time off in order to be the best version of myself. And I say that self-care is not selfish, but with the understanding that one needs to nourish their physical, mental, soul, their overall health and well-being. Whether if it's a few days, a few hours, or even a few minutes, take the time to think of some strategies or ideas that you can implement into your life that can help you to slow down, give you a break, which your mind and body will really thank you for. In the next episode, I want to touch a bit more on some of the strategies that I use, as I kind of want to keep these podcasts around the 10-minute mark. Once again, thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you at the next episode.